broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and this afternoon, for the first hour, they're going to be the views of Chuck Kupis. And Chuck, are you there? Chuck, are you there? I'm not hearing you very well. But anyway, go ahead and speak up. And Chuck has written a fascinating book called America's Financial Reckoning Day. So, Chuck, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story there? And we were going to talk this afternoon about the Federal Reserve System. And you go up and pick the story up. Chuck? Chuck, are you there? Can you hear me? And can you pick up the story about Federal Reserve? Okay, fine. And then if you'll try to call me on the ISDN, I'll appreciate it.
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go right ahead. This is Chuck Kupis, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, and you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, good to be here today. I just got online with you.
Okay.
And I just joining your audience here. Seems just like yesterday we were talking.
Right, well, because this is a different audience, so you can be a little repetitive if you want to, but go right ahead.
Well, let me tell you why I wrote the book and your audience. You know, I've been in financial services for almost 20 years, as you know, and precious metals industry, and there are geopolitical and macroeconomic issues that are looming large on the horizon. So I've written this book to help explain to new clients and friends, of course titled it America's Financial Reckoning Day specifically, and the basic premise of the book is that since World War II, the U.S. has had the unique privilege of forcing the world to use the U.S. dollar for world or international transactions. And our debt-based economy and central bank policies are basically putting us on a fatal course of fiscal bankruptcy and currency collapse. A lot of people are concerned about this. Basically, our U.S. dollar imperialism supports our imperial overstreets. This is a term used by some authors, which we project through our military power. And, of course, we see that today. And when the U.S. dollar collapsed, empire. And Dr. Stan, are you still there? Hello.
Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Go right ahead. You were just saying with the... We maintain already our control over the world through our empire, through our military, and certainly our currency is a reserve currency for the world. So
indeed.
Go ahead and pick up that story.
Well, I think in light of this, we could become a third world trading bloc. There's quite an initiative underway to do that if we collapse. And our reckoning day basically will cause the EU to rise as a superpower when the euro replaces the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And this is a geopolitical development that fits into a prophetic matrix, I think, for the end times, which focuses on the rise of a world leader in Europe, war in the Middle East, and the Jews rebuilding their temple in Jerusalem, and so on. or as Dr. Tim LaHaye says, Israel is the super sign that we're living in the last days. And it's basically a struggle between the forces of good and evil. I know it sounds like an exciting novel, but it's all true. It's in my book, and it will affect all of us in the near future, I think. And so I've offered some strategies for investors in my book as well.
All right, you hang on. We'll be back in just a few moments with Chuck Kupis here at the Genesis Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Chuck Kupis, and we're talking about his book, America's Financial Reckoning Day, and the fact that we are in real trouble. People don't understand America's the biggest debtor nation in the world. We're having to borrow money every single day, to meet our obligations. Russia has over $400 billion, in foreign exchange reserves, gold and reserves, and we're running really on fumes. But what are they doing? Why, they're appropriating more money all the time and spending more money and expanding the war in the Middle East. And certainly if we get into a war with Iran, it's going to bankrupt this nation. Our economy begins to collapse. Why, certainly we're not going to have the taxes. They're not going to have the income for the federal government. And the only thing the federal government can do is print more money. Inflate the money, destroys value, and impoverish our people. We're running actually an inflation rate of about 11 or 12%, because that's what the M3 is. That's what the rate they're increasing the money in. And the average individual has no idea what's happening any more than the people of Germany understood what was happening until one day they woke up and found that the value of everything they'd worked for through their whole lives had been destroyed by the inflation that preceded the installation of Adolf Hitler. So you go ahead and pick up the story there, Chuck.
Well, you know, you're touching on central bank policies here, like I mentioned, and those are policies that are going to eventually catch up with us, just like they did in Germany. You know, one of the biggest concerns that we should have as a nation actually is missed on a lot of people, and that is the future of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency in the world, as I mentioned. This issue, single issue, determines our fiscal and foreign policy and our military deployments, the strength of our markets, and ultimately it's going to determine our future as a nation. And it's little understood. My friend Richard Russell and Bill Bonner and others consider that the survival of U.S. dollar imperialism is, in fact, the single biggest question facing the U.S. today. And yet most Americans are not acquainted enough with this to understand it. And what I try to do, or help people understand, is that understand that most commodities in the world are traded in U.S. dollars. I'm in the gold business, and it's always measured in U.S. dollars as a unit. So is crude oil. In fact, most of the commodities are themselves, and it's been set up this way. It's become known in the crude oil industry as the petrodollar recycling, or petrodollar exchange system, as I call it, which was basically started in 1944 in the post-war period when the U.N. set up the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world, as they pegged other currencies to it. This was done at the Bretton Woods Agreement, and the U.S. At that time had accumulated a lot of gold as payment of war debts during World War II. So we were accumulating gold. So it only was natural. We had military strength. We had the basis to offer the world the dollar as the an artificial or paper gold standard, as some put it. And in the 1960s and later, this started to catch up with us during the Vietnam era, and we were exporting our inflation abroad, spending more money. Of course, this is when deficits also began, was roughly in the late 60s, and we had approximately almost $40 billion against $20 billion in gold or less, and this was pressure coming from OPEC nations and France trying to redeem our U.S. dollars in gold, which we had promised in the IMF agreement. Well, this collapsed, and the Austrian school economist did see it coming. Ron Paulus, in fact, said that this is what caused him to run for office the first time in 1974, because he saw the economist predicting that the Bretton Woods Agreement would break down, and surely enough, it did, as you know, in late 1971, when Nixon basically stripped the gold standard of any kind, redemption, from the U.S. dollar. So now we just have floating currencies in the world, and this is the crisis that we see. The confidence being put in central banks is going to fail us. And off in 1973, Israel's was attacked by Arab nations. And because of our support in that war, and others would say there were other reasons, but we forced, we got together with the Saudi Arabians, who had imposed an oil embargo, and prices went up approximately about 400%. And we forced the Saudi Arabians to sit down with us in New York. Henry Kissinger was responsible for this. He was both our national security advisor and secretary of state, which no other person has ever been before. He was really running the government. And the Saudi Arabian government basically was trading oil in a basket of probably 12 currencies. And we convinced them, quid pro quo, to invoice their oil transactions in U.S. dollars, to sop up, in other words, excess U.S. dollars abroad. And this agreement was made with Saudi Arabia. They would invest those oil dollars, now known as petrodollars, back into U.S. capital markets, our stock and bond markets, and so on. And this would be in exchange for U.S. military protection and arms sales and so on to the Saud royal family. And, of course, we patrol the Persian Gulf today on that basis. We are basically, I would even say, we're creating a buffer zone in Iraq between the greater Shiite Persian Empire, Iraq and Iran, coming down on to Saudi Arabia, which we know they've already been attacking the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. So it's really a protection racket, as William Clark puts it, a syndication or a syndicate in which we're basically extorting those profits, those oil dollars, back into the U.S. Last year was almost $2 trillion in total oil sales. So it's getting tense because they're holding or propping up, they're holding huge currency reserves, as you said. Incidentally, Russia, as you mentioned, China as well. Not exactly our best friends in the world. And they have the ability to dump these dollars. They're being forced to invoice in dollars in the oil exchange. They're trying to move towards the euro more. So the way this works, the petrodollar cycling, is the Saudi Arabian exporters, they take in dollars from foreigners who are forced to hold huge currency reserves, plus our own trade deficit each month, which is half our trade deficit each month probably goes into purchase oil. And they recycle most of this in back into the U.S. capital markets, mortgage industries, and so on. And this might even account in a big way for why stocks are going up so high and things like that. Things appear pretty well to the American people, but we have some major structural problems. And basically, the crude oil is denominated in U.S. dollars, and this was set up by the elitist, the financial districts in both London and New York, controlled by establishment firms and banking consortiums like J.P. Morgan, to trade in only in U.S. dollars. And they do this through the oil markers, which is the commodity exchanges in the world. There's three of them right now. There's one in Dubai and North Sea Brent in, near Norway, and then West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Bourse, they call it. So basically what we have is the U.S. is benefiting from this system, but in 2000 something happened that we're all quite aware of now in the news, that Iraq, Saddam Hussein, started switching the U.N. oil for food program, those revenues, nearly $10 billion and greater, into euros. In fact, this forced the U.S. to even pay for oil in euros to Iraq. And it was in January 2001, Bush's first day of the Union, that he identified Iraq, Iran, and North Korea as the axis of evil. In other words, we had to go after Saddam. And we had to go after this regime. And Secretary of Treasury Paul O'Neill wrote about this in his book, Price of Loyalty. In his first cabinet meeting, the agenda was all about getting Saddam. And this was 8 months before 9/11, so you have to think about that. As Dick Cheney and others were leading us into war, and of course they fabricated this whole thing. This was documented in William Clark's book, Petrodollar Warfare, which is listed on my website. So anyway, we have a situation. Someone said the truth is the first casualty in war. And this seems to be the case where our reasons for going into Iraq was to stop Iran from trading in euros, in the euro currency.
What was the name of that book? Petrodollar what? Warfare?
Petrodollar Warfare. Incidentally, that's on my website. It's chuckcoppes.com, C-O-P-P-E-S. They can review my book there. And so
all right, fine.
And we'll give out my number later. But basically we have, and I remember the event in March 2003, when we invaded Baghdad, we went straight for the oil ministry. We went straight for the oil facilities, not the hospital or anything else. The people were looting everything. We didn't really, our target was to secure the oil. And, of course, by April or May, Bush landed on an aircraft carrier and said, mission accomplished, on a big banner. And, of course, that was because, as the Financial Times reports, the petro-euro trade in Iraq had switched back to the petrodollars. And we effectively, you could say, we became the 11th member of OPEC, because we're running one of the members, OPEC members, in Iraq. And we're there to stay for a long while. We're building an embassy right now that's enormous, or as they say, large as the Vatican. That's a permanent facility. We intend to be there to secure our place. And I know people know that it's somehow about oil and money in the Middle East, why we're there. Or they could be cynical and just say it's all about the oil. No, it's all about recycling, making sure that offshore U.S. dollars come back into the U.S., support our consumer account deficit, so that we can maintain and not have a reckoning day.
There is
a very, very fragile scenario that we have here.
Yes, but of course what they're doing with a lot of these dollars, instead of just putting them into bonds and things like that, they want something that has intrinsic value, so they're buying up our highways, they're buying up our skyways,
yeah,
they're buying up, you know, the our dams and various other things that are infrastructure. They're buying up our corporations. Over 25% of America's traditional corporations like Westinghouse are no longer American corporations. And,
right.
And we, I think people have to understand that all of our corporations are for sale. Dubai just bought another great American corporation the other day. And we're going to see more and more of our corporations are being bought up by foreign companies. So we'll be back in just a moment with Chuck Kupis to explore what I believe is, of course, just like a great anchor hanging over the head of this nation. And if the chain breaks, why, that anchor comes crashing down. And it's going to have terrible, terrible results. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-8255. 1-800-763-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Lose that as you'll find that we've given literally hundreds of billions of dollars of America's wealth to our corporations, to the IMF, to the World Bank, to the Export-Import Bank, to the Asian Development Bank, and certainly to our own banking industries and direct loans from our government to Communist China and to Communist Russia. Why would you do something like that? Doesn't make sense, but then a lot of things don't make sense. Almost seems as if they're much more interested in building up the economy there in those tyrannical countries they are in stabilizing our own currency. You can't keep giving money away. You can't keep running a deficit indefinitely. Sooner or later, the day of financial reckoning comes. So, Chuck, when's it going to happen?
Well, we think we can control this. Our globalists, our elitists, our bank, U.S. Treasury officials and Fed and so on, I think it's going to slip away from us because we're living in an increasingly dangerous world that could see accidents, that could see geopolitical alignments, which I have covered in the book. But, we're talking now about Red China and people like this. In the news just today, we learned that they're arming the Iranians to attack our soldiers. We're almost at a war with China now, so it's not a good scenario developing. One of the things that happened, interestingly, in Iraq, was when they took over Baghdad, J.P. Morgan, which runs the London International Petroleum Exchange and the New York Mercantile Exchange, basically runs now the Bank of England, has taken over the Iraqi Central Bank and is even issuing loans against the Iraqi oil assets. So, you know, here in a big way, we basically are trying to secure this part of the world. Paul Wolfowitz at the World Bank at the time, he was blocking Russia and Canada and France and even and Germany and others from reconstruction contracts so that it would only benefit the U.S. and the and Britain, British corporations. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This has been documented already. And in fact, I want to refer to that video that's on my website at chuckcoppes.com. That's C-O-P-P-E-S. They can watch that. Petrodollar Warfare and America's Financial Reckoning Day. It's a link to a video, and they can check that out. I also thought I might give out the 800 number if they'd like to call even today, and that's 800-775-6394. They get a signed copy and you know, go into this in great detail. I was researching a book recently by Bill Engdahl, called The Century of War, and it's all about oil, the last century, oil wars. He says since 71, when the dollar is no longer backed by gold anymore. Instead, he says it's backed by F-16s and Abrams battle tanks operating in some 130 bases, nearly 1,000 locations around the world, defending the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar imperialism. And this is our foreign policy today. This is what Ron Paul keeps saying in the debates, a welfare and warfare state. We're trying to have guns and butter. And it's very reckless. In fact, it was President Eisenhower in his farewell address in 61 who hinted at the an emerging military-industrial complex that would benefit from this kind of iron triangle, as they say. President Eisenhower said, "We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist." And, of course, this is what we see with the government, private corporations, and the military, all benefiting from protecting the U.S. dollar, of course. Incidentally, this is, I would say implicitly, this is the main reason why we're going after Iran right now, targeting them, as they say. For nuclear development is one issue, so is weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But we quickly stopped the petro-euro exchange to make sure it secured the U.S. dollar and propped the dollar up. Because this is propping up the dollar. Many have said that if this goes, the empire goes with it. And here they are. Iran is not only trying to trade in euros, which they've been doing since the summer of 2003 in a limited manner. They're also proposing to open up a fourth oil marker or a bourse or commodity exchange for the purpose of oil. And, of course, their client nations right now, they're lining up is China and others. So this, I would say this is macroeconomic warfare that they're committing, because Iran can't, they promised to hurt us greatly if we attack them and so on. They're not telling us how, and I'm sure they've got some weapons, but this would certainly be one way in which to do it. And I'm fully aware, intelligence reports I've been reading, that Dick Cheney's office has now asked for the Strategic Command, STRATCOM, to draw up contingency plans to attack Israel.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Israel, I mean Iran.
Hold that thought.
A copy of the show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, Chuck, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out if you'd like, if people would like to get a copy of your book.
That would be fine. They can call 1-800-775-6394. And they can leave a message there as well. If they don't get someone, they will right now. But also the website would be chuckcoppes.com, www.chuckcoppes.com, C-O-P-P-E-S. A lot of good information there. They can read an excerpt, review the book, and so on. They can also see my business website is linked there as well. If people would like to have some consulting in precious metals or financial issues.
All right. I think that it's important for people to understand that You know, we are moving, in my estimation, towards a war with Iran. Now, it really doesn't make any logical sense because, of course, in a war with the whole Islamic world, it could certainly result in a nuclear exchange of some sort. When you get a war started, you never know how it's going to end. Certainly, Pakistan could fall, and that would put nuclear weapons in the hands of the radical Islamists. And certainly, we know that Saudi Arabia has some that they've gotten from Pakistan. There are a lot of nuclear weapons out there that could wreak an awful lot of havoc, not only in the Middle East, but right here in the United States. So why would you do something this foolish, you know, when there is no absolute evidence or proof that Iran is going to be able to develop nuclear weapons for 3 to 5 to 10 even years? And even if they do, this country is so underdeveloped they can't even make their own gasoline. Half of their gasoline has to be imported. They have a very poor and weak infrastructure. They've got an unemployment rate of 20%. If we were to wait 6 months, the government would probably fall. There's tremendous unrest there in the country. Why are we pushing for war? And of course, I would like to suggest maybe this would be a great excuse to collapse the economy and leave all those dollars overseas, become totally worthless, and people have hundreds of billions of dollars, of American dollars, that become absolutely no value at all. And then, of course, we could start it all over again. There's some people who have actually suggested this might be the motivation. Have you heard that as a possibility suggested?
Well, that would no doubt be a shockwave, but the biggest, the most damage would be done to the U.S., no doubt.
Right.
And I think OPEC's even anxious to invoice in euros. Why hold on to a depreciating U.S. dollar? It's getting tense for these countries to do this. Wasn't it Kuwait just recently switched to the euro, and Bahrain, all their currency reserves, and now they're taking in the euro? So it's, you know, we're losing the ability to do this. In fact, we stopped Kuwait in 1978 from invoicing in the yen and the mark with the U.S. dollar. We said, no, we don't want those other two. You have to do only U.S. dollars. This is where we're going to get struck, what William Clark calls our Achilles heel, great nation that we are. It was Seymour Hersh who wrote in the New Yorker these words. He says, as in the case of Iraq, striking Iran, the response is not conditional on Iran actually being involved in the act of terrorism directed against the U.S. if we get a terrorist attack. And he says several senior Air Force officers involved in the planning are reportedly appalled at the implications of what they are doing. And, of course, I think Dick Cheney is instructing everybody what to do in this regard. You know, we're basically trying to hang on to a dying petrodollar exchange system. It can be threatened now. It couldn't be threatened necessarily by just the yen or the mark in the past or a single currency, especially not an unconvertible currency like in Russia or China or something. But certainly now, this is what we see developing. So it's a major theme in my book. And one aspect that I bring up is that Russia and China have, since 2001, entered into an alliance together called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. This is important to know because it's being considered the Warsaw Pact of the Far East, or NATO of the East. And it's a direct answer to OPEC. It's more or less a commodity cartel because Russia is now the number one producer of oil. And so they're carrying some heavy weight here. As some says, it's going to be a counterweight to U.S. hegemony in the Pacific. And of course, we've sent over a lot of our submarines and B-52s over to Guam, and we're concerned about a confrontation with China, particularly over our policy of protecting Taiwan, protecting the island, which we've done since the years of Truman. And the Chinese know this, and they're pushing to take back Taiwan. So that's a flashpoint. This is something the Pentagon officials are watching very carefully right now. But they're concerned about, they say that this is not particularly a good development of the SCO developing. And, of course, Iran is a rogue state with Venezuela and others, Indonesia, all OPEC members, and they also are getting observer status and near membership status with the SCO. So that's an important development, and we could start to see economic warfare lead to even military warfare.
But, you know, the one thing, Chuck, is that nobody ever asks, how could Russia, which is basically a very, very underdeveloped nation. In fact, I talked to a Russian dissident within the last month who told me, you get an hour out of Moscow or St. Petersburg, and you're back in the 19th century. So how could a primitive Russia have become the greatest oil and natural gas producer in the world? And the reason they are is because the United States, the Export-Import Bank, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, all of which we have funded, have developed Russia's oil potential, oil and natural gas potential. Everything they have in Russia today is thanks to the American taxpayers. I hope you're proud of yourself out there, ladies and gentlemen, because you've been deceived by your leaders who have an entirely different agenda, because they march to a deafened drumbeat. And they dream a different dream. And we have developed Russia's oil fields, and we've developed Russia's natural gas fields, and we've put in the oil lines, and certainly our major oil companies. I mean, Exxon's involved in a $20 billion deal. Shell is involved in a $20 billion deal. BP has developed a $20 billion deal. Our other oil companies have invested literally tens of billions of dollars over there. All, you know, to build up the Soviet Union in preparation for the coming war. We've created the best enemy money could buy, and nobody's telling the American people that.
Absolutely, and it's, of course, the London and New York financial districts would see themselves as beneficiaries, the IPE and the New York Mercantile Exchange. So it's, I mean, but Russia right now has 45% of their currency basket is in euros, reserves, and 65% or more of their trade is in the Eurozone. So, again, another reason why they would want to switch to the Euro. And I think China's got every reason to jump on this as well and dump their assets. And this is part of a scenario that we might see here in the future. In fact, Richard Heinberg says this in his book, The Party's Over, subtitled Oil War and the Fate of Industrial Societies. He says that while the economic advantages accrued to American elites from U.S. dollar hegemony have been mostly hidden from view, the impending end of U.S. dollar supremacy will affect everyone in obvious and in painful ways, unquote. You know, all of this raises two important questions I want your listeners to think about. If our government is willing to deceive, betray, and mislead us in order to secure U.S. dollar hegemony, whether it be Iraq, Iran, or anywhere else, Pakistan's a bigger threat than, you know, nuclear, then what do we make of this? Number two, I mean, we're extremely vulnerable to a financial implosion. This is our Achilles heel. Because this will be the very thing that could bring us down. Our enemies know this. And we could experience what Jim Willie calls a deliberate shockwave to the U.S. Treasury bond complex. Not only that, but it would just be hyperinflationary, a depression like never seen in history, because surely there's been hyperinflations in separate countries around in history, going back to Germany in 1923. But nothing on the scale, nothing on the currency reserve scale that we see today. Nearly 70% of U.S. dollars are offshore. Think about that, folks. U.S. dollars coming back to the U.S. homeland. And this is what G. Edward Griffin also points out in his books. This is just getting huge. And I think it's all directly related to our Federal Reserve banking system. And, of course, that was created in 1913 of recycling recycling debt in this case, which I've covered in my book. And Dr. Sam, we've talked about this before. Federal Reserve policies is covered fairly well in my book in part one. And I'd like to suggest to your listeners in the time that we have that any kind of a crisis that's developing is going to lead to opportunity. Every time you have a crisis or even a world war, excuse me, it leads to more collectivism, more concentration of government power, and so on. America's facing internal threats like fiscal bankruptcy, the baby boomer, Social Security, deficit spending, huge debts. External threats are these tensions developing geopolitically and the collapse of our dollar. And I think political insiders are preparing to exploit a crisis so that they can further a New World Order agenda. And this is no secret almost anymore that they're proposing a North American Union or a community of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and merging us completely, what they call a NAFTA perimeter, which is all the way around the North American perimeter, and creating a new social engineering, a new political trading bloc, which I think is going to be impoverished because it's part of the free trade area of the Americas, which includes all of the Belize and Chile and these impoverished countries. And I think it's a Hegelian strategy of creating anticipating a crisis and then having, again, these contingency plans, like I just mentioned. And this is really what we see developing. Stephen Roach on Wall Street said that we have less than a 10% chance of avoiding economic Armageddon. He softened his words a little bit lately, but nothing's changed with America's situation that we're in. And any crisis, of course, Ron Paul, thank God, is warning people, trying to warn people, that we're going to face a more authoritarian government. In fact, he warns, he's sitting in the House, in the Congress, he sees these laws being passed, the Patriot Act and the Real IDs and so on. All of this to fight terrorism, which is an abstract term, but it's convenient. And of course, President Bush just on May 9th signed the National Security Presidential Directive known as NSPD 51. And this grants dictatorial powers to the executive branch in light of an economic crisis or terror or whatever. These are enabling acts. This is what happened in Germany, in Nazi Germany. And people like Congressman Paul are like Cato or Cicero warning about the decline of the Roman Republic and the Julius Caesar taking over as a dictator. I mean, so we're on a slippery slope here. And I could go into more of this, but William Pitt said that the necessity is the argument of tyrants. It's the creed of slaves. And we remember the words of Bush when he said, you're either with us or you're against us. And so we must, you see, go along with this because it's for the better good. And we must give up our civil liberties and just go along. And let's just, you know, seek law and order. The proposed North American Union is part of the NAFTA initiative to create a trading bloc here. And it's all part of what Brzezinski likes to call progressive regionalization or harmonization. These are buzzwords that they like, because this is why we have a loose immigration policy being debated now. It's not part of the plan to control the borders. They want to open the borders. In fact, they want to create the superhighway and these kind of things, a biometric passport, the new Amero currency. I think this is clearly in anticipation of the U.S. Dollar collapse, that there will be a revaluation. First a devaluation, and then a revaluation. And I don't think America is ever going to recover very well from this calamity. But I think it fits into the trading bloc scenario in which they would like to join or be similar to the European Union, at least to compete with the EU. And in the end, it's basically corporate fascism by the elites in America to marginalize the middle class and create a feudalist society. I've been studying this for almost 30 years, and this is exactly, patiently, where this is all heading. It all goes back, most of this goes back to the Council of the Americas, which is a front organization by Rockefeller, and to engineer or merge the NAFTA, the entire NAFTA perimeter. And these are part of the free trade agreements, Dr. Stan, as you know, with NAFTA, which was supposed to benefit us. The U.S. had a trade surplus with Canada and Mexico in 93. When NAFTA was passed in 94, now we have a trade deficit of $40 and $50 billion. And, of course, we have the same thing going on with China. So these trade agreements are basically benefiting the insider groups, business roundtables, and so on. And, you know, people ask, well, who are these people? You know, a lot of polls have been taken that people know or suspect. Congressional Institute had a poll that 80% believe that there is a close network of special interests that run the country. And this was what Abraham Lincoln called the money powers in his day, or Charles Lindbergh, about the Federal Reserve was an invisible government, money powers. And this is basically what we see. The headquarters for this, I think, would be identified with the Council on Foreign Relations, which was an offshoot of the London Royal Institute of International Affairs, which you're so much aware of. In fact, it was Carol Quigley who really broke the story on all of this. He examined much of the inner workings of the Anglo-American elites and wrote this in his book, Tragedy and Hope, which outlined a goal for a world system of financial control by central banks and cooperative politicians. He said it didn't matter which party they were of, but they needed to be almost identical and passing the same policies and same agendas. And this is exactly, I would say, isn't this what we see in America today?
It certainly is. In fact, the people, so many foolish people voted to get the Democrats in, thinking that they're going to get us out of Iraq. And, of course, they are doing everything they can to keep us there while they pretend that they're trying to get us out. Both the leaders of the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are dedicated to globalism, to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation, and I fear to the destruction of the value of our currency. Right. And, oh, they'll posture, they'll pretend, they'll have their speeches, and some of them will weep, and some of them will cry, and some of them will shout. But in the final analysis, we're moving away from freedom towards fascism, and the quickest way to do that is to impoverish the American people by destroying the value of their lifelong savings, their pension fund, their bonds, their annuities, their CDs, all of the things they put their faith in. And, of course, when they are gone, which they can be, they could be wiped out in a matter of just a few weeks by rampant inflation. Who would the people look to solve the problem? Why, they'd look to government.
Absolutely. So it's, this has been a, world government has been a goal for a long time. In fact, it even goes back to H.G. Wells, who was a member of the Fabian Society in 1884. He wrote a book called The Open Conspiracy. He said, the idea of a planned world state is one which all of our thought and knowledge is tending. And these are how, I mean, it's a struggle between good and evil, I think. And it's basically the devil's plan to create a new Tower of Babel, which Bible prophecy speaks about in the last days. And it was, in fact, Richard Gardner, member of the CFR in 1974, and he said that the House of World Order must be built from the bottom up, an end run around national sovereignty, and we must erode it piece by piece, he said.
They're certainly doing that right out of time, Chuck. Thanks very much for being with us. God bless. We really enjoy having you with us. And our guest has been Chuck Kupis' book, America's Financial Reckoning Day. Bye-bye and God bless. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including a solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. So, if you'd like to join for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month, while you get our four best tapes or CDs a month, you get our newsletter. But more than that, you're going to be helping us and to keep our network of stations and satellites and other things going. We're small, but we have about 60 outlets every week, and we are reaching a lot of people. And we're reaching them with a story you're not going to get elsewhere about the spiritual forces which are energizing the people who are intent upon destroying our nation. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it or watch the DVD. And if you'd like to help us actually stamp out another 1,000 copies of the DVD, we're offering you today 20 copies of the DVD, the Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, they go for $19.95 each, but you get 20 copies, plus you'll get a copy of my latest DVD, The Forbidden Secret. And you get the whole kit and caboodle for $99.95 plus shipping. And, of course, we'll send those DVDs to you as soon as we get them stamped out. So call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD special. Brotherhood of Darkness DVD special. And if you have any problem with our staff there, sometimes they don't quite know what's happening, but it's an exchange, and not really our staff. Ask just to be put through to me. But we want to get those things stamped out as soon as we can. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get maybe a single copy of the Brotherhood of Darkness book or a DVD. We've got a great talk. It's the one we gave about a week ago in Colorado. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. It goes into the fact that all of the wars of the last century and the wars of this century, specifically the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War, were all contrived. And Sydney will give you in the background the project for the new American century, the fact that they had planned the attack on Iraq and Afghanistan long before the 9/11 attack. So you'll certainly would want to get a copy of that. It comes with a syllabus. You can get with or without the syllabus. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story, but it's really the story of the wars and the revolutions of the last century. And then, of course, we have, if you're interested in knowing more about how they're poisoning your children and children throughout the world, we've got a great DVD. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. It's a talk that Dr. Ayoub gave at our conference a couple of years ago. And it comes with a free CD-ROM that gives you thousands of pages of documentation from reliable sources about the toxicity of mercury and what the government actually knows. That they don't want you to know is they poison the minds of your infant or your grandchild or even your husband or your wife, because they're actually creating Alzheimer's disease. They're creating autism. They know what they're doing, and we've got all the documentation there. The DVD or VHS, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And then, of course, you go to our website. You get all sorts of fascinating information. We even have some of their DVDs available up there on our website for nothing, but we hope you want to buy them from us and get other people to watch them. Remember, our website is radioliberty.com. And, of course, then we hope that you will tell others about our programs. If you have not yet laid in your supply of emergency food, don't put it off. The conflict with Iran may be much closer than you suspect. If you need a catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. Or if you have a catalog, this weekend, get it filled out. If you want a health catalog, we'll send you one. If you'd like a newsletter, we'll send it to you. 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and well, of course, our guest this afternoon is Pat Moffat. He's written a book called Ice Cream in the Cupboard, a true story of early on Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, if you read the papers now, you'll find out there's an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease. It's happening more and more frequently at younger and younger ages. And of course, they're telling us that the number of Alzheimer's disease cases is going to double or triple in the coming next 20 or 30 years. But each one of those cases is a human tragedy. And this is really a very touching love story. And it's the story of Pat Moffat as he deals with the problem of his wife gradually fading away into this compartment which we call Alzheimer's disease, and then the tragedy of his beautiful wife who he loves. So, Pat, you certainly have written a very, very touching, moving story.
Thank you, Dr.
And why don't you go ahead and tell us just a little bit about how it was that you came to write the book and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Well, you know, my wife got Alzheimer's at 53 years old, and it completely shocked the family, of course, and the kids and myself. And when we were, you know, kind of able to accept that and say, this is our life, this is what we're going to have to move on with, I started to see patients that were coming that were younger. I was finding out in their 40s. And then really just about 3 months ago, just before the book came out, I went to an Alzheimer's event, and a woman came up to me and she said, Mr. Moffat, I just can't wait till your book comes out because this is going to raise the awareness of early onset Alzheimer's, which you don't hear about. And I said, well, that's what I wanted to do. And how did it touch you? I asked her. How did Alzheimer's become involved in your life? She says, my husband was diagnosed last month and he's 36. So you can see how these cases are going. Very early case. Yeah. And I don't think the country's really aware of that. We always look at it as a disease of the elderly.
And I think really it is such a human tragedy. And so why don't you tell the story? You know, you tell the story beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as the book is concerned, you know, I'm asked a lot of things about the disease itself on early onset, like what are the differences, and one of the real hard things that I had to contend with was, this was in hindsight at the time on this one incident, But the marriage wasn't rolling all that well. I was kind of uncomfortable. We were bickering a lot. And I said, you know, why don't we just go to Puerto Rico, where my wife Carmen was born, and San Juan. And we were having dinner one night at a beautiful restaurant, just looking out over the veranda, and having steak and lobster, and everything was just perfect, nice and quiet. And I was looking out in one direction, and when I turned around to face my wife, she had picked up the entire plate of food and bashed me in the face with it, which flipped me right out of the table and into the next table, whereby she ran out of the restaurant, and I chased her down the street, and of course, two police officers. This is a 6'3" Irish guy chasing a 5-foot Puerto Rican woman down the streets of San Juan is not a good thing. So the two policemen followed me, and was able to get the situation temporized. I was totally stunned, covered with food bits. Got in the cab, got back to the hotel, and she went right to the bed and right to sleep. And I walked out to the terrace, and I sat down from it, trying to regain my composure. Had a couple of cans of beer just to calm down a little bit. And within about an hour, Carmen walked out onto the terrace and said, "Hey, honey, when are we going to eat? I'm starved." And I said, "Well, we did that, and you threw your food at me." And she said, "You know, you like to joke around a lot, but that's pretty serious stuff. You shouldn't say things like that about me." No recollection whatsoever.
And I think this is the thing. And then the fits of rage and anger and hostility. Yeah. And, Chris, how do you deal with something like that? We'll be back in just a moment here. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
A
Well, Pat was telling us how he really became aware that there was something seriously wrong. He had suspected. He knew something was wrong, and everybody was offering advice. And of course, Carmen, his wife, wouldn't go to the doctor. She was didn't think that there was anything really wrong until one time she put inadvertently the ice cream into the food closet, and of course, with the canned goods, and it melted. And so what happened when you confronted her with the fact that obviously she had put it there and she'd forgotten?
Well, she completely denied it. And I said, well, it's only you and I here. She said, no. She said, you don't blame those kids upstairs for anything. My kids had been gone for years. It was just her and I living alone for several years at that point. And I just said that was such a turning point. I said, Pat Mumford, you need some help here. And so that's why I named it Ice Cream in the Cupboard, because it was such a pivotal point in this entire thing, moving in another direction and really kind of accepting the fact that this might be Alzheimer's. So as I was going to try to get out and get this help one way or the other, she refused to go to doctors. It turned out that she was a budget administrator in the school system here on Long Island, and the bus passes for the kids were all going in the wrong direction. Parents were calling up saying, don't put my child on the bus, because I'm coming to pick him up, there's nobody home. Of course, they were talking to Carmen, she hung up the phone, and that was the end of it. There was no memory of that conversation. Children were showing up at houses, nobody's home, police are called, it all gets back, and it finally got down back to Carmen's phone. And then the budget, which is her core position, was not finished anywhere near, and she was almost surprised that she was asked to produce it. So the principal of the school said, listen, if you don't take this test, we have to let you go for cause. If there is something to worry about here, at least you'll be on disability. So it was actually the school was one jump ahead of me on that. And of course, when she went to the hospital, to this Alzheimer's section that we have out here, she failed the test immediately.
All right, fine. And of course, then was she willing to go ahead and see the doctor and get evaluated?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that was the same doctor that was testing, was the same one that was evaluating. And then, of course, I wasn't aware of this at the time. Her and my other daughter kind of kept it quiet. She said she wanted to be able to tell me. And I was really sitting reading the paper one evening when she came in. And she said, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, sure. And she sat down and she held my hand and she said, I really have to tell you this a little hard. She says, but I have a touch of Alzheimer's. I said, I don't think you get a touch of that. I said, I think you have a full-blown case. But this was Carmen's way of softening the blow to me. You know, she always wanted the kids to work around me. You know, Dad's busy. Don't bug him with crazy stuff. And she was always like that. So this was her way of saying, you know, I've got this, but it's not real bad. Don't worry about it.
And, of course, at that point, then, did they try to get him to treatment? What can you do for somebody with Alzheimer's disease?
There are four medications that they have out now. Pretty much all do essentially the same thing, and that's to slow the progression of the disease. And she was put on Aricept, and it's hard to say if there was anything. You know, you couldn't tell if there was any improvement because what did you have to compare it against? You know, so she was on that, and then really, all about within 4 years, she was already in a nursing home. So that's one of the differences between elderly onset and early onset. The disease accelerates 10 times as fast in the early onset patient than it does with the elderly. And these medications as well, because the disease accelerates so quickly, can't catch up to how fast the disease is going to slow it down, where those medications seem to work better in the elderly cases.
And of course, really it started about the year 2000, didn't it?
This was in 1997 with the first signs.
All right.
And diagnosed in 1998.
All right, fine. And then, of course, and she was, what, 53 when it was diagnosed?
Yes, that's right.
All right, fine. And then, of course, but apparently there were lots of outbreaks of anger and rage that you had to cope with. You know, at times she'd be docile, other times, you know, she'd seem to be just totally almost incoherent and almost violent, wasn't she?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you had to contend with that. And then you learn as you go along, I would be to try to run out the door. And that's one of the things that it's difficult being a caregiver, period. But with a young Alzheimer's patient, they're probably in as good a shape as you are. So when they take off going somewhere, they're on the move. And then when you try to stop them from what they're doing, they become completely frustrated and then turn violent. So she used to start punching me at that point one evening when she was going to run out the door, and I told her, I said, it's 10 o'clock, you can't go out. And she started swinging at me, and I, instead of trying to hold her hands and bring her over to the couch and say, you've got to sit here, and fighting it that way, I just ducked and put my arms around my head, and I said, please don't hit me, please don't hit me, you're hurting me. And immediately she stopped and said, I wouldn't hit you, I love you. So that was kind of in that split second, she didn't even realize she was doing it. But that reverse psychology worked very well, and I kept that up all the time.
And of course, at times, though, that wouldn't she be quite lucid at times?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, on a memory thing, that we always like to watch Jeopardy together. And I'll never forget this question. She was on Aricep about, I guess, 4 or 5 months. And the question came up that what famous author of the book Rebecca died in England in 1995? And I always hate literature things on Jeopardy. And Carmen comes out with, in an instant, Daphne du Maurier. And she was right. And I just looked at her and I said, these pills must be something. You know, it almost seemed just for that millisecond, you know, you had your wife back again. You know, and then within the next 2 or 3 minutes, it starts to slide again. And she starts to pace around and can't remember things, so... It's pretty difficult to deal with.
Well, it's terribly difficult to deal with, and you know, I've seen some of my contemporaries, some of the doctors I practiced with, you know, develop this terrible affliction, and you know, and then just sort of begin gradually to fade away, and just become increasingly withdrawn. Now, certainly, of course, we remember President Reagan had it, but
yes.
It took him, what, about 10 years before he essentially withdrew completely?
Right, and he was more on the elderly side. You know, as I said, you do last longer there. The early onset really is, and the elderly, too, at this, on the same lines, from diagnosis to death is an average of 10 years. Now, Carmen has had it 10 years, and she doesn't show any signs from any other having other physical ailments. She's in very, very good condition other than the Alzheimer's. So her case could go on for a number of more years, which just makes it all the more painful, really. I mean, I visit the nursing home twice a week, and it's really kind of a perpetual grieving. You know, she's still swinging her arms around. I try to bring some fruit up to feed her, and it's just a very difficult visit. But I always want to be there for her, to at least hug her, you know, and so she knows that somebody's there that loves her. Maybe she can feel that. You know, I think about all these things.
Well, of course, does she recognize you at the present time?
No, not at all.
And of course, how long was it before she got to the point where she couldn't recognize you?
She was in this the nursing home, I guess maybe 2 months, and then I noticed that really started to fade out where there was no reaction on her face. Not necessarily that she called me by name or anything, but I always used to get a pretty warm smile, like she knew who I was. And so that's where it was, and I stopped seeing that after a while. When I looked at her, I was just really getting a blank stare.
And, of course, do the doctors have any idea what causes this disease?
Not at all. Not at all. There are so many things that have been out there, you know, that I find them very upsetting, because one case in particular, I got one of these. The aluminum, the mineral, was kind of thought about maybe causing that. But all the scientific studies were already done on all that, and there was no scientific proof that this had any kind of a cause to it. But I got a flyer in the mail, one of these things where there's somebody selling a book that can, you know, cure everything. And so they in the lead things that they had this, you know, with a doctor's name on it, with MD, said, you know, aluminum causes Alzheimer's, and I have the antidote for aluminum. And the antidote was beer. And I said, how can these people do this? How do you have the guts to do something like that? You know, people believe these things.
Well, I think, of course, when it affects you, why you clutch it any straw, because you have this feeling of just total helplessness, total impotence.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. And, of course, you tried to keep her at home. And what happened? Didn't you have a couple of people looking after her at home?
What I did was, and this is our savings, we went to all our savings. What I would do is that I had a caregiver at home for a while, and then the caregiver just couldn't keep up with her. She wore the caregiver out. So the only thing I could do after that, we have an Alzheimer's daycare center out here on Long Island, right near the house. So I would take her there. First of all, my day started up about 4 in the morning. I'm vice president of a corporation on the day job. I would get her, you know, showered, dressed, fix her hair, put her makeup on, all these things I had to learn to do, and drop her off at the Alzheimer's Center, feed her breakfast, drop her at the Alzheimer's Center. By the time I did that, I felt like I worked 3 or 4 hours. Go to work and then try to finish up by 4:30 and get back before the center wanted to close. Pick her up, bring her home, and really start this whole process all over again. And that's one of the keys. This, you know, that in trying to keep up with this pace, that's why I worry about the caregivers so much, because I learned early on, first doctor dealing with this, said to me, Mr. Moffitt, you have to be very careful, because if you don't take care of yourself, there's a problem. This disease can claim two victims, the patient and the caregiver. And I've seen these cases where you become susceptible to a heart attack, stroke, because you're in a totally run-down condition. It was the doctors that stopped me.
And, of course, this feeling of helplessness, and you're there, you care for this person, and, you know, dealing with this psychologically, I think, is probably even more significant than dealing with it physically. Yeah. I've seen this with my friend, a minister I know very well, who had to go through this with his own wife, and it was just about a week ago that we went to her funeral. So the story, your story, certainly has touched me quite deeply, as you may imagine. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, and we'll talk a little bit about his coping with Alzheimer's, the children, the entire family, a human tragedy growing and increasing every week and month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Pat is just talking about the Alzheimer's support groups. And of course, he'd gone to the Alzheimer's support groups, and every one of them had patients over 70, and his wife was 54 at the time, in an entirely different situation. And of course, she is progressing rather rapidly. You know, if she starts at 53 and by 54, why, she's really having some very, very serious problems. And of course, so the doctors have nothing to offer. Are there any sedatives they can give, especially as far as the violence is concerned, or the outbursts of rage? Because that must have been terribly, very difficult for you.
Well, there is. We got to that point. It's nothing they can really give you when you're in the home atmosphere. But what had happened was her aggressive behavior got so bad that the Alzheimer's Daycare Center said, you know, Ms. Moffitt, we want you to go and talk to Dr. Wolfklein, who's her doctor, and says, she'll have to talk to you about a few things that are going on here. When I saw the doctor later on that day, she said, Mr. Moffitt, we're going to have to test some antipsychotic drugs on your wife. She has to be calmed down. And then she said, then you need the break anyway. This is going to take about 3 weeks in a special center. And I said, then she said, we hope to give you back a more calmed down wife. And she said, okay, that's fine. Maybe I could use that break. It would be okay. And because she said she was in the Alzheimer's Daycare Center. She was knocking over the elderly patients like they were bowling pins. So, you know, there was a liability there for that center to be sued because of this patient violence. So I said, okay, that's fine. And then she was in this place about 4 weeks or so, also local in the area, not very far away, part of the hospital. And the doctors called me. Three doctors got on the phone with me at one time. And they said, Mr. Moffitt, the combination of the psychotic drugs, they had to test so many and sometimes more than one. These psychotic drugs, antipsychotic drugs, are so powerful that we recommend highly that you do not take your wife back to your home, but you go directly to a nursing facility. She needs a constant care. Because there's a lot of things that could happen with these drugs. You can convulse. There's a number of things, and no one would know what to do. If you called 911, she'd probably die. And I was stunned. Like the trap door of my life opened, and I fell through it. Because then I knew my life was really over, for the most part. You know, she wasn't coming home anymore, and I was almost like a widower at that point. So those are the drugs that they have, but unfortunately, they really have to be more in a confined. I think they knew she wasn't coming out when they told me that she was going in. I think they knew themselves, but they waited the 3 weeks anyway. So there's nothing at home that I know of, doctor, that they can give you for that.
And, of course, they just have to give her the medication to keep her sedated so that she can be managed even in a nursing facility, because there, of course, she could become violent. And sometimes the patients do attack the technicians, the LVNs and nurses who work there.
Right, exactly. And well, even on the visits that I go to with the nursing facility, it's a hard visit because her arms are still swinging. There's still agitation going on in there. And they can't give her anything higher than what she has right now.
And, of course, how long has she been in a full-time facility?
5 years.
5 years, and now she's to the point where she doesn't even recognize you?
No, recognizes nobody. None of the kids or me.
And, of course, it's just sort of a slow, progressive deterioration.
Yes,
Do the doctors give you any idea how long she may last?
once you go by 10 years, it's kind of hit or miss at that stage. Anything can go wrong. But usually, you know, other parts of the body begin to deteriorate as well. And that's the part that I don't see. She doesn't walk as much as she used to. She sits down most of the time now, kind of stares out into space. But, you know, other than that, you know, she doesn't. She seems very healthy.
And, Chris, this is 10 years since you first made the diagnosis about?
Correct, right.
1997.
It's about 10, yeah.
Well, do you find that there are quite a few people, you know, in the same situation that you are? I mean, I would think that you would meet other families there in this facility if they do take care of Alzheimer's disease.
I haven't seen them, and there's about 30 dementia patients there, and none of them are anywhere near Carmen's age.
And it really is. But as you read about it, there are a growing number of younger Alzheimer's disease cases all across America. And this is really a rather new phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting to statistics, Doctor. The total Alzheimer's population in the United States is 5 million people.
5 million people.
Right. 10% of that, that's 500,000 people, are early onset, which is 65 and under, by the way. How many are 30s and 40s, they don't know. But 65 and under, that's 500,000 people. 15 years ago, Alzheimer's, the early onset was only 2% of the population. So you can see how that growth in age goes.
And, of course, we're seeing this with so many of the neurodegenerative diseases, both in the young, certainly with our autistic spectrum diseases, and now with our elderly. And we have to ask ourselves, why?
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Patrick Moffat. We're talking about his book, Ice Cream in the Cupboard. Would you mind if we opened up for questions from the audience?
Not at all. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mr. Moffat, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is a great and growing human tragedy in America today. So if you have a question, something you'd like to ask, why, feel free to call 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you have a web page, or is there a web page for the Alzheimer's disease organization you'd like to put out?
Yeah, ALZ.org is the Alzheimer's Association. Lots of information there on where people can get some help and things like that, what's in the area that you may be living, what's closest to that area, as far as help is concerned. My website is patmoffat.com. It's really just on there for my previous book and this one at the moment, but that's going to start expanding, and I'll have help things in there too. Inside the book, in the back of it, is many help areas that you can go. Lots of websites in the back of the book too.
And, of course, it has all sorts of organizations, telephone numbers that list them all. The book is well written, but it's a beautiful love story. And really, very, very touching. And I'm sure many people have read this and been deeply, deeply moved by your story. And, of course, I identify with this because I can feel the feeling of helplessness that you and so many other people must feel. When you suddenly see this, it's your obligation. You're going to look after your wife, your partner, and of course, eventually she begins just to no longer be your partner, like it's a different person.
I did a book signing last night on Long Island, about 150 people there, and one of the women in the audience I just happened to know, she's a young gal, her dad got Alzheimer's at 53, just like Carmen. He was now 56. And I said, you got to watch out for your mom. Watch out for that caregiver so something doesn't happen to her. I said, if you'd like, I would come over and sit with Dad for a while. The guy's an ex-New York City cop. And she said, my mother wouldn't even have it. As much as we appreciate that offer, she would never let her husband go in anybody else's hands. That's not good. That's not good.
Because you can't do it all by yourself.
Correct.
That's the thing.
You couldn't, doctor, you couldn't have said it better.
And you do need some support. You do need help, but at least a couple of your kids were willing to stick with you as long as they could. But of course, it was eventually the doctors who more or less forced her into the hospital. Do you think the medications, have they really helped, or do you think they play some part in this sort of withdrawal that we see?
I don't think they helped at all. They helped at all.
Or do you think it made her more manageable at all?
Probably more manageable, in as far as that goes. But as far as the progression, I don't really see that.
But of course, this is just a slow, steady progression. How long has it been since he just doesn't recognize you at all?
I would say this is about around the fourth year. I had walked in the house and they had the caregiver here. She had just left. I walked in. Carmen came down the stairs, and she said, who are you? I said, it's me, hon. It's me. She said, no, it isn't. I don't know who you are, but my husband's going to come home here, okay, in about 10 seconds, and he's going to kick your butt. And so rather than fight that, I walked outside, came back, closed the doors, came back in again. I said, hi, hon, I'm home. She says, good, I'm glad. I'm just about to start dinner. So those are you see the little ones, not just where a trap door says, okay, I'm never going to remember this guy again. You started seeing the small things that would go on for a few seconds and stop again.
And, of course, certainly the totally erratic behavior, as you described. How long had the erratic behavior been going on before you really made the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease?
It was about 7 or 8 months. And looking back and knowing what I know now, It was just really so important, like with any other disease, really. The sooner something can be diagnosed, the faster you can get on some kind of a medication or you can have some kind of therapy for whatever it is you have. And the same in this case, at least there are some, you know, good medicines out there that they think might work, but lots of new things on the horizon, too. So that early diagnosis is still important.
And, of course, as I read the book, I can sort of identify with your feeling of just total uncertainty. I mean, here she is, one minute she's a sweet, loving wife, and the next minute she's suddenly violent and throwing food at you and yelling and screaming and carrying on, and then totally forgetting what she's done before, and you suddenly have almost like a Jekyll and Hyde personality, and if you don't know this Alzheimer's, why, you're totally confused about what's happening now. Did you talk to a doctor at all before they finally, the school district finally got the diagnosis?
Well, I talked to getting an eye test, and I spoke to my ophthalmologist, and he said, don't run and ring the Alzheimer's bell just yet. There's lots of other reasons for women to be, and that's when the menopause and deficiency of vitamin B12, vitamin B6 deficiency, the menopause, all those things. So I had talked to a couple of doctors, and they had no grasp on this whatsoever. That was 10 years ago.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Marcella, who's calling from Salinas. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Marcella, did you have a question for Pat?
Yes. My condolences, Pat. I have a severely autistic son, so I can somewhat identify with you. I'm just wondering, in your book, do you warn people against dental amalgams that are full of mercury, or warn against influenza flu shots that are also full of mercury and aluminum that contribute to Alzheimer's?
I tell you, I kind of depends on the geriatric specialist that we have out here. And, I've never really got that kind of instruction, and they don't feel there was anything to that.
All right,
so, it's not something I'm carrying on or leading people in a direction that I'm not too sure about.
All right, fine, Marcella. Many people, of course, are not even aware that there could be a relationship. Did you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, this is also about the mercury. I think most people are unaware how the vaccine trial started this Monday with the 4,800 cases connecting the thimerosal with the autism. And I really think Alzheimer's is also caused by heavy metal usage. And like I know you said, an older person has 1,000 times greater chance of getting Alzheimer's if they get an influenza flu shot because of the mercury, because of the aluminum. And I really believe that. This trial that's taking place will take about a year. These 4,800 cases are just the tip of the iceberg. I recommend you watch the Internet for any updates. You won't hear from mainstream media. They did cover it slightly on Monday.
All right. I think that it will. They will not come up with anything at all there, Marcella. I wish they would, but I don't think so. But thank you so very much for calling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
I'll certainly keep an eye on that study.
All right, fine.
I wasn't aware of that.
No, well, there's a great deal of other information that we've talked to a lot of the scientists who've researched this. If you're ever interested, we'd be glad to get it for you. Although this time, certainly, we wouldn't hold out any hope at all when she's this far withdrawn. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, it's, of course, his wife is still going. How long she'll last, no one really knows, although they eventually do die much younger than they ordinarily would, simply because I'm not quite certain the mechanism of this, but eventually they just stop eating and begin to withdraw totally. Do they have to feed her at all? How does she take her nutrition in?
No, they have to feed her. She has to be hand-fed, which I try to do after work one or two nights a week, just go up and help them out up there. And she has to be fed that, can't speak and has to be fed.
All right, fine. Has her hair, is she still blonde? Has she begun to turn
gray? No, that was the coloring. But she's gray hair now.
All right, fine. Well, you say there are about 30 people in this institution. Is this primarily for dementia cases?
This is just a dementia section.
I see.
Of a bigger facility that deals with other things.
All right, fine. And, of course, is she actually able to walk? Do they take her for walks at all? Outside?
Yeah, right now they have a beautiful veranda right out in front, and my son and I, because I really need somebody with me to make that kind of a trip from upstairs down and out. So we try to take her and sit outside. Every Wednesday, most of the day, have an enclosed kind of area that's, you know, out in the open, but not somewhere they can drift off. And they're out there most of the day, actually, you know, if you have a beautiful day and it's not too hot, you know, so they get out a little bit.
All right, fine. Well, it's at least it's wonderful that that they do have a facility where she can be looked after and looked after well, because finally, you know, there's just is nothing, no way you can manage it at home. Is there any organization that can help the families, you know, that is designed specifically for support for the families or for the spouses of people with this?
Well, that's where the Alzheimer's Foundation comes in, ALZ.org. That's where you can go. Here we have the Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation. It's our own branch out here, which is an excellent facility. They have called these kind of memory cubes where, you know, people can they call Let's Do Lunch. And Let's Do Lunch means you can bring your patient there for about an hour and a half and go get a bite to eat yourself. Take a break away from the patient for a while. And then they have the groups right there. They have meetings there. I speak there as well with some of the caregivers. So those are all available that you'd find out through ALZ.org.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I think it's so important that there is support for people, because psychologically it is just devastating for the people that have this. How are you, you know, able to afford this? And are you getting any financial help at this time? Are there any aid at all? Because, of course, you've gone through your savings, and even as a vice president of a major corporation, this must be terribly expensive.
Oh, yeah. This was way beyond my financial means by far, not even in the first year. And, yes, I did have to file for Medicaid for her.
All right.
Yeah.
But at least you were able to get that for them, and that,
yes.
And it certainly these support programs really are so useful. It used to be, of course, that long-term care was relatively inexpensive, but today, unfortunately, it becomes increasingly expensive. The more the government seems to interfere with the medical care, why the more expensive it gets. Now, where can people get your book, and how much does it cost?
Well, you can get it on patmoffitt.com. It's $19.95. And if you go through the website and get it there, I always try to give partial proceeds to the Alzheimer's Foundation. If you're more computer savvy, you can get it at Amazon.com. And all the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and all those, if they don't have it on the shelf, they'll order it for you. It'll probably take a week or so.
And who actually published it?
Garrison Savannah Publishing, which is me.
I see. Okay, fine. So it's a self-published book.
Yeah, I self-published it. I had a big investment, refinanced the house to do that. Because I believed in it so much, and I didn't want to be sending manuscripts all over the world and begging people to do something that I thought I could pretty much do myself and write it well. And I think I did.
I think you really did, too. What's the telephone? Do you have a telephone number or just a website?
Just a website, yeah.
All right, fine. We may very well contact you and carry the book ourselves, because it goes along with some of the other things we talk about, and it is one of the great human tragedies of our time that certainly I can identify. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there and of course you'd like to ask a question about this, but I think increasingly we're all going to know people who are afflicted by this disease. As it increases in frequency, what are the government projections as far as how many there are going to be here, say, people with Alzheimer's disease in 20 or 25 years?
In 20, 25 years, there'll be, in the United States, I think it was 14 million.
14 million. We have, what, about 7 now?
We have 5 million.
5 million, of course, is going up to 14. So it's going to really have a profound impact on everything. We've got Judy calling from Aptos. Hi, Judy. How are you doing?
Good. great. Listen, appreciate your talk today. We have a elderly aunt, 91, who has 24-hour care in their home with Alzheimer's, and I think she was diagnosed about 8 years ago, but the big struggle that we have is that she gets up at night and wanders around, and I've heard it's called sundowner, and I have not sundowner syndrome, and we don't have any. How important is it to get, you know, medication, or, you know, the caregiver doesn't seem to mind getting up with her, but she does seem to be more rested if she does have to sleep through the night.
All right, fine. So basically you have a caregiver 24 hours a day?
Yes, we have two. One that does the day shift and the other one that does weekends, and then the other 8-hour shift. No, 16 hours. We have one that does during the day and the other one that does 4 to 8 in the morning, and then all weekends.
I know. Well, really, you're almost talking about $10,000 a month under
yes.
most circumstances. Is that about what it's costing you?
Yeah, about $10,000, I think. A little bit under.
All right, fine. Well, Chris,
one is a live-in. One is live-in and one comes in.
All right,
so
fine.
It's a little cheaper. But the night wandering, we've been concerned about, and it's difficult to get her out to a doctor to kind of get that neurological evaluation.
But there's no question this is Alzheimer's disease, Judy?
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts at all about medication sedations? Because, of course, this is always something, you know, people get confused at night, they start wandering around. Do you have any thoughts on that at all, Pat?
Actually, no. I haven't heard of anything that would solve that kind of a situation. It's just, I live with it as well. I mean, one night when she got up and I was just kind of watching her where she goes, not necessarily had to get up and go around, but she pulled a butcher knife out of her dresser drawer, and I saw it in the shadow of the light.
Wow.
And I went, oh, no. So, I mean, you really have to childproof your whole house, and so I think I slept with one eye open forever after that, Judy.
Right. Well, like I said, we do want to protect our caregivers.
Sure.
They don't get too worn out, and she does carry a very big shift, and if it got more expensive than it is, then we would probably have to put her in a home, but she really wants to stay in her home, and we would like to keep her there with the caregivers, but getting up at night is a concern to us, and we just wondered how important it was to maybe get some medication. I've heard that there is medication, but it's not really a sleeping pill, it's a different classification of medication that would deal with the sundowner syndrome.
Well, if there are doctors who do deal with this sort of thing, I'd suggest that you call the medical society and just see if there's anybody who really is dealing with that in this community. And there are specific medications that you can give them.
Right.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, fine. And then, of course, if once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, the book is really very, very well done. I had no idea it was self-published, but it looks very, very professional. It could have come out of one of our major publishing houses. Ice cream in the cupboard. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis after Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. We developed the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we're going to carry the book because I think it's an important book. Why? Because I think it's an important subject. Why? Well, first of all, because this will bankrupt our country, just exactly as the epidemic of Alzheimer's, of autism we have is going to bankrupt this country. And we went from 1 in 10,000 children to 1 in 150,000 children, pardon me, to 1 in 150 children to about 1 in 90 boys with, of course, a full-blown Alzheimer's, autism, which is a very, very similar disease. Now, of course, the scientific work has been done, as Dr. Fudenberg has pointed out, and he is the dean of vaccinologists, that if you are foolish enough to believe what you're told and take the unnecessary influenza vaccines, 3 or 4 over a 5-year period between 60 and 65 years of age, your incidence of Alzheimer's goes up 1,000% 10 years down the line. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. If you examine the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease, they have 4 times the amount of mercury in them that the normal brain has. And it's an increase in the aluminum, but it's primarily a disease of mercury, and this has been well demonstrated by some of the scientists from the University of Kentucky who have evaluated this. And there's an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort on the part of people in the NIH and elsewhere to block research into this, to get the mercury out of the fillings. Why would you do something like that? Unless you understand there really are people who have a different worldview and a different agenda. And one reason I wanted you to hear this this story, and a very touching story, and to read this book, I hope maybe you will then want to get the scientific studies. Certainly we have part of them, at least as far as the autism, and an excellent talk given by Dr. Ayub entitled Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Because that comes with a CD-ROM that has thousands of pages of scientific research showing what they know the relationship is between mercury and autism and fertility and, of course, destruction of the brain from mercury. They know it's all the scientific studies are there. They just don't want you to know. And then we have 2 4-tape sets and interviews with scientists who've actually done the basic research on this. And but when you do that research, suddenly you can't get any more grants. Why? Because there is a population control agenda. And you only have to read the National Security Study Memorandum 200 that came out in 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger, who will tell you that the major thrust of American policy is population control. Why you, Chris, need to get my my talk on Nandir College genocide, my talk on population control, my talk on planned population reduction, and of course they're using all sorts of techniques to carry this out, whether it be encouraging the spread of AIDS by not using the standard and effective public health techniques, or certainly malaria by outlawing DDT, knowing full well it is far safer than any of the other insecticides we have. They know what they're doing. They've killed almost 100 million children, predominantly children, over the last 30 years. About 100 million people, predominantly children. We are dealing with people who have a different worldview, and we hope you'll want to get this book. Now, we haven't told our exchange we're going to be carrying it, but you can call and just say you want the ice cream book, and we'll be calling them. And then we hope you'll begin looking into the Mercury stories. I will be glad to send you a copy of Dr. Fudenberg's abstract. They blocked him from actually publishing the paper, but he put it up on his internet site, and we can just send you the very, very brief summary of what he's written, and certainly he's a very reliable individual. Understand, we're dealing with organized evil. It's the only logical explanation.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Omar Shaban, the Catholic Relief Services field manager in Gaza, says the situation there has been relatively calm today, with Gaza showing signs of returning to normal.
Hamas was intelligent enough to remove all the roadblocks immediately to show that Gaza come back to reality, to normality.